Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening. Here we go, y'all. You know what time it is? Come on, y'all. It's time to here with Psychics Gone Wild. Eileen, are you with us?
I am. It's time to go wild.
Woo-hoo. Are we ready to boogie oogie oogie?
I'm so excited. Boogie oogie oogie till you just can't boogie no more.
Okay, well, you know what? Are we ready for some readings? I think we have a couple callers on the line, and they want a boogie oogie oogie too.
Woohoo!
Okay.
All right, let's get going.
Okay, hold on. Hi, 951, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. This is DC Love and Eileen Betcher. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, great. What's going on this evening, hon?
What isn't going on? We're hanging out right now. I have a few questions I called in for, relationship-wise.
Okay.
I'm on the right track.
Hey, that's always a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You want to just let us know exactly what your, maybe give us a heads up on the questions and we could try to help you out?
Okay. I am in the process of going through a divorce.
Okay.
I reconnected with somebody from the past, and I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision.
Okay. Okay. Eileen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm ready to go.
Okay, go ahead, hon.
All right. I decided to work with a couple of different cards tonight. And so I've decided to work with the messages from angels cards. Usually I work with the angel tarot deck. And I'm also working with the goddess deck. So, hey, let's see what the goddesses have to say. First of all, Kaylee. She's talking about endings and beginnings. So that really, I mean, it's what you've already said, that kind of resonates right there. And she talks about that you really must release the old before the new can really enter. So, you know, make sure that you've released, you know, there's a lot of energy that goes with being married. So make sure that you get that, you know, that you work through that. And that, you know, you have really released that before you really try to move into something new. Because that's going to be really important for you. If you don't, it's going to get in the way. It's going to rear its head like, you know, an angry dragon. And so you really want to get rid of that. But she also sings the praises of those whose hearts have accepted that universal order. So, you know, that also has to do with honoring yourself. And that ever-changing you. So in all actuality, everything is designed down to that smallest detail to be in perfect operation. So dance with the universe and be a happy one. You know, you sound like already that your energy really is swirling. I really got that already. And it says, with energy swirling and twirling in a never-ending celebration of life itself.
Okay.
So actually that ending and new beginnings is not necessarily, I know you met somebody, it's not a new beginning of somebody new, it's a new beginning of you.
Right, that is true,
so
yeah.
Dance, dance, and twirl. dance and twirl in that, okay? And do not fear, because the changes that are appearing are not a loss, but they are a gain. And this is just a transition into a new orbit for yourself. So the other cards I get for you from the angel deck was Archangel Michael. And he says that he's giving you courage to make life-changing life changes that will help you work on what your divine purpose is. So right now you're making great life changes, and he wants you actually to open up to that life purpose. And that goes along with the first one I gave you, which is Kaylee, you know, from the goddess deck that tells you that, you know, you really need to get to know yourself and realign yourself. You know, the next is that, you know, you're surrounded by children, and that that you should actually work on maybe try to use your skills at healing children or helping children right now.
Okay.
And then the other card that goes along with that, that is your goddess Demaria. Archangel Bridget, or Angel Bridget, excuse me, she's not an archangel, but she is actually a saint. I'm trying to rush through this because we started late. She says caution is warranted. Look deeper into a situation before you proceed further. And that's your caution from Bridget. But to back that up is your goddess, one of my favorites, Guinevere. And she talks about true love and that there's romantic stirrings in your heart that have propelled the universe to deliver a great love to you. So you might have just broke up and really been asking for that. And that's what propelled this new energy towards you, this gentleman that you actually told us about in the beginning of the reading, before we even read. Your last one is Archangel Raphael, and he tells us that it's time to heal. And that there's physical challenges in yourself and others. And that he also tells us that you are like him. And this very last card tells me that you are also a healer. And I don't know if you've done any healing work or gone that direction. But when Archangel Raphael shows up, he is a very powerful angel. And he is the angel of healing. And he tells me you are a healer, and so open your eyes to possible works with healing. And if they open up to you, then step through that door. And that's
okay.
It, Cece. What do you have?
Okay. What I have here, I see that things are looking up. I believe it's the end of a difficult situation, and you possibly may be taking a trip. That's the first thing I'm being shown. And I'm hearing just, like, learn what you can from the situation and just, like, review everyone's motives. I do feel like it's a time of success, and you're going to have, like, a lot of opportunities. And with the opportunities comes the Midas touch. Whatever you touch is, like, phenomenal.
Okay.
I'm hearing, too, like, you know, you just – there may be, like, some kind of battle or something, like maybe an argument or something, but I'm hearing, you know what, choose the battles wisely and, like, stand your ground is what I'm hearing. And then, the end of this now, I see, like, a celebration coming, and I feel like you really need to have some fun. And I'm seeing a mermaid coming in now, too, and she's showing me that you're feeling like you're stuck, and I'm hearing just, like, listen to your intuition, to help make the decision. And an angel is handing me a beautiful flower, and it's the baby's breath, and the baby's breath is going to help you to magnify your intentions. And I'm hearing, like, choose, like, one goal first and, like, work towards it, because I feel like your energy is spread among too many things.
Yeah.
So that's what the angels are showing me. You really have to bring your focus back, like, on your key intention, whatever that might be. And I'm also seeing that you are, like, abundance is coming to you. The universe is, it's getting ready to pour it, like, into every aspect of your life. And just believe that you could, that you really do deserve it, and just take steps by planting those seeds, you know, because your garden is going to, it's really going to really be beautiful. And that's what the angels are showing me. It's going to, you know, You're moving towards everything that you've been waiting for. I see, like, an outpouring of money, energy, time, love. And I'm just hearing, like, start to take action now towards the directions of your dreams. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, well, I'm so happy. I I'm going to have to let you go, though, because as Eileen said, we did start our show a little bit late, unfortunately. But
yes.
I want to thank you for calling in, and please, like, keep in touch with us.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right.
Have a great night.
More than you know in that short time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Eileen, are we ready for another caller?
All right. Let's go wild.
Okay. We're going to go to our next caller. Hello, 603. Who might you be? You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, DC. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to meet you over the phone.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Oh, my goodness. So how's everything going with you, Rose?
Things are going good. Saw Steve today. Had a really, really nice time. Kind of reconnected, and things are good.
Good. Do you have, like, any specific concern, or do you just want a general reading and, you know, we can give you what the angels are seeing for you at the present moment?
Well, actually, I'm here with my two kids. They're 9 and 10. And, you know, they've been struggling with the passing of their father almost a year ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I'd kind of like to see if you could get any words.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what we can get, Rose. We'll see what, you know, what spirit will bring in for you guys, okay?
Okay. They're right here listening.
Okay. Eileen, do you want to start off on to just get whatever messages we have from spirit?
I want to try to just do that.
We'll see. I mean, sometimes, like, what we have in mind and what spirit has in mind, unfortunately, may be two different things, Rose.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I am hearing, like, he is here with you right now, and he's saying that, you know, that when you think of him, hon, he's just like a thought away from you guys. He's not far away.
Right.
So I don't know if you've been feeling him, like, around.
Well, he was cremated.
But he's saying, you know what, like, don't think that he's gone, hon, because he's not gone. He's right there with you, you know? And
we have his ashes.
Okay, well, he's saying he's there. His soul is there. He's with you guys, and he's saying, you know what? I'm right here, hon. I'm right here with you now. And just, like, don't think that I'm up in heaven, because I'm not. I'm right here with you guys, you know? And he's happy there. He's with you every moment. He's right by your side is what I'm hearing.
And he's
saying that he can understand you, and he's hearing you perfectly right now. He hears your thoughts. And he's saying, Rose, and, you know, to your family, please stop worrying, okay?
Awesome.
And at the present now, like, being, you know, his heart is just, like, open so unbelievably, and it's so filled with compassion. And he says, that he understands, and he's loving you like he could never love you before, all of you.
That's awesome.
Okay, well,
you
know what? I'm going to turn you right over to Eileen, if that's okay, and we'll continue with the reading, Rose.
Yep, I was just wondering if you're seeing good stuff still for me and Steve.
Sure. Eileen?
Right now, I just see him actually with his arms enfolding around all of you still. And he's just there in energy. And he's just not ready to move on. And he'd like to just stay and be there and watch the children grow up. And he's actually going to be a guardian for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm telling him.
Yeah, he is. And his heart is just pouring out to you. Now, he is asking you to hold back on something, but it's, I don't know what it is, but it is because of how he feels. And he's telling me he knows it's selfish and that he shouldn't do that. But
and he wants me to hold back on.
I don't know. I've just given you what I'm getting. I'm not actually very practiced at doing this. So I'm actually opening up a heart space and asking for these. So.
What do you see with my relationship that I'm in right now? Still good, because it's been good.
I think that your ex is asking you to hold back because he still loves you, and he wants to keep you for himself. which, I mean, that's just what I'm seeing. And so he doesn't want you to move forward. And it's just a holding back. He's actually trying to energetically hold you back from moving forward. And so, you know, I don't know if it's your decision that you haven't pulled forward or not. But
we've been together for a year and a half or more.
Okay, you know what, Eileen, I'm getting something too now. I'm hearing that this might, like the gentleman she's speaking of right now, may be a soulmate of hers. And the angels are actually telling me, like, this gentleman she's with, this could be the one. Do you feel like it could be the one? Yeah. Are you with someone right now? Because I'm hearing, like, I'm seeing a soulmate around you.
Yeah, I've been with Steve, the one I was telling you about the other day, last week.
Hey, because I I'm hearing, like, you know, this gentleman could be the one. If he's not the one, you've already met, I'm hearing you've met this romantic partner that you're looking for.
Right, I've been with somebody for a year and a half, yes. And
okay, and I'm just hearing,
good.
Like, the angels are saying, just so you know what, give this relationship a chance, you know?
Right.
It's
not anybody else, it's just been Steve.
Okay, well, if that's the only one, I'm hearing it as a possible soulmate. He could be the one, and to give your relationship a chance. And, I mean, that's basically what I got in regard to that, hon.
Okay.
And stuff from my
ex was just he wanted me to not move forward.
I heard like he really didn't want you to worry and think of him as gone because he is around you guys.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he's there with you.
I did pull you some cards, and your cards actually give a different reading than what I was working with. The first one is Merlina, and she says that, you know, you need to do a little bit of research and make sure that your decision is working for you. The card that backs that up is that is Athena, the goddess of inner wisdom. And it says that you know what to do and that you should trust in that inner wisdom and go ahead and take action if you feel you should. Your middle cards, they talk about young people and that you actually have the ability to work with and helping young children or helping parent other people, and that is an area of great gift for you. Isabella came through, and she says that your timing is right for any new adventure, and a happy outcome follows your positive expectations. You also have the ability, actually, of divine healing power, and also the High Priestess, Dana, has come through. And she says you also have divine knowledge and wisdom. So if you are connected to spirit about working with your intuition and your divine spirit, both of these cards here at the end says that's something that you should work towards. And that's the
awesome.
Other part of the reading that I have for you.
Awesome.
I hope that helped you, hon. We're really short here, like, with the readings because
nope.
We started late, so.
Oh, I know. It's okay, girls. Ladies, you are awesome.
have a great night, hon, and, you know, keep in touch with us, okay?
I will, very positive. Thank you.
Yes,
bye.
I'll, good night.
Good night.
Okay, are we ready for another awesome reading, Eileen?
Yeah, let's just roll right along.
Okay, I have another caller, 860. What do you know? You're on Psychics Gone Wild with DC and Eileen.
Hello.
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 Hi,
this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are
Hi.
We doing this evening, hon?
I'm doing good. I'm doing
great.
Good.
Okay.
The
is there a specific concern or anything you'd like to discuss with us that you'd like a little bit more guidance with?
I'm open. I'm here visiting my mom, so I'm at my mom's house.
Okay.
All right.
Would you like just like a general reading?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, Eileen, would you like to start off or would you like me to start off? It doesn't matter.
Either way, you know, we could even go back and forth a little bit as we, you know.
Sure, all right. Well, you know what,
Okay,
I'm just going to give like a really, like a small little piece and then you could take it over. I'm being given right now like a beautiful, beautiful rose. And I'm hearing like the angels are saying, hun, please let your inner beauty shine, Cheryl. And I'm hearing like it's time for you to release any feelings that you're not good enough because you're so beautiful. But you're struggling with some kind of like inner problem, you know. And the outside and the inside, they don't match basically. And the angels want you to know that, you know, you're so beautiful and you're so perfect. And they want you to let your light shine, basically, and to, like, inspire others is what I'm being shown. Does that resonate at all with you, Cheryl?
A little bit. Yes, it does. That's true. Yes, it does.
Okay, and I'm also hearing for you, hon, just, like, go with the flow. Everything's going to fall into place, but don't try to, like, resist. In other words, if you were on a boat and stuff and you're trying to paddle, like, against the current, you're not going to get very far. So I'm hearing just, like, go with the flow. You don't even have to decide anything. Just let the current decide, like, which direction that you're going to go in is what I'm basically being shown. And when you do this and you don't, like, try to push or exert, like, any effort, things are going to happen, like, in a magical way is what I'm, you know, hearing. And if things aren't, like, you know, if they're not, like, really smooth right now, like, in some area of your life, it means that you're trying to control the outcome is what the angels are telling me. And possibly you may even be a little bit, like, overly critical. And the angels want you to know that when, you know, you can just go with the flow and you can just, like, basically float around an obstacle. And
right.
The way to do this is just, you know, be filled with gratitude and appreciation and allow others and spirits to come and support you and care for you. And that's, like, part of the message that I have. Eileen, I'm going to turn it over to you, hon.
All right. Wonderful. First of all, I have Astaria. And it talks about that you really deserve the best, so that you need to reach for the stars and your dreams and your desires. Don't compromise. And also, I've got Sarah Savada for your first card here. And it talks about expressing yourself through different creative actions. So if you are musical or artistic or a writer, poems, stories, or even just a storyteller or, you know, crafts, whatever. Whatever you're artistic in, work with that right now because it's going to bring out an intuitive side in you that you're going to feel very connected with. And that's going to give you a really good life. It's going to make you peaceful and relaxed. Your next two cards, I actually got Bridget and Diana. And Bridget cautions us to look deeper into a situation before we proceed any further. And what backs her up is Diana that talks about a focused intention. So that she tends to keep unwavering thoughts and feelings and be really focused on your target. And if you do so, you will really meet your mark. And I don't know if you have children or not, but this next set of cards is Opal and Mary Magdalene. Opal actually is a guardian angel that that watches over our children. And, you know, I don't know if you're a mom or not, but there may be children that are in your life. And it talks about a happy outcome. She's also an archangel that looks over the childlike in you and cares for it and loves it and nurtures it. And we always must nurture our child side because that's what helps keeps us fun. It keeps us young. It keeps us alive. So this card might be also saying that you need to nurture that child side in you and find
right.
yourself some fun and really, you know, move forward with asking the angels to bring some fun into your life and really show you that and let you show the childlike in you. You know, go out and skip. Find a jump rope and jump rope. Get out and, you know, throw a ball around or basketball or, you know, whatever sport you might like. Your last one is unconditional love, and it talks about loving yourself in every situation and in every way, no matter what the outward appearance may be. Because if you love yourself, then everyone else in your life will feel that love. And it is easier to give when you love yourself first, because then you know what it is that you are giving to others. And that's what I have from your angels today. Do you see? Do you have anything else?
The only other thing that I did have, while you were speaking, Eileen, a zebra came in, and it was saying, like, you know, to let go of the fear and know that you're safe, you're protected, like, at all times. Because sometimes your mind goes through, like, different scenarios. Oh, you know, this can go wrong, this can go wrong. Oh, my goodness, what if, you know, this does? And you know what? Doubts come along with everybody, and we all have challenges, but you can't let your fear, like, take over, because when you let your fear take over, you sort of get, like, stuck. And the angels want you to basically, like, relabel that fear as excitement, because excitement and fear, they're very close in the way that we, you know, perceive them. And when you change, like I said, you change, you know, it from, you know, fear to excitement, then everything is going to start to change for you. And Spirit is here with you, and they're asking you to, like, call upon them for, like, their guidance and protection. And I'm even hearing, like, you know what, like, even reach out to your friends and family members for reassurance. And you really need help, because you need to feel grounded and centered. And the last thing the angels are saying, like, just try to recall the past when you were really, really frightened, and you came through it. You're still intact. You survived. So if you start relabeling fear, like, as excitement, everything's going to change for you, and that's what they're showing me. So I don't know if that makes any sense, but it may if you reflect a little bit more on that.
Everything's going to change for me?
If you start, yeah, if you try, if you start relabeling, like, when you have, like, a sense of fear, if you, you know, if you think about excitement, you just relabel it as excitement, then you're not going to have, when you come upon, like, a fearful situation, you're not going to have, like, that fearful feeling. It's going to be, like, a little bit less, where it's going to be excitement. And if there was something really bad that, like, were going to happen, you know, then the angels would, of course, protect you and let you know. But I'm hearing, like, let go of the fear, because you're safe and you're protected at all times. Because sometimes when we have that fear, it blocks us, hon. You know, it puts up, like, a roadblock.
I have a really good way of saying that. And that is that you can tell a story from two different perspectives. So
right.
What I hear that she is telling you is that you can tell or view the what's happening as a challenge, or you can view that same exact thing as an adventure. And if you look at it as an adventure, you're going to approach it in a totally different manner. Does that help?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, well, they're just, the angels are trying to give you a heads up on, because, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, we're, like, our worst enemy. Like, we put the barriers up that don't have to be there.
Oh, so yeah.
Hopefully, like, the way Eileen explained it, which was a beautiful way of explaining it, it helped you, hon?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and you know, we'd like to hear back from you and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you, ladies. It was very nice of you to take my call.
Oh, thank you. Have a great
evening.
All right,
thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're ready for another one, Eileen?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's see what wild ones we can get on there.
Okay. 832. We don't know you, but this is DC.
Hello?
And it's... Hello, hello.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, can we have your name?
The name is Prince. That's like Prince of Persia, and I'm calling out of Houston, Texas.
Hey, Prince. Great speaking with you today.
Great speaking
Hi.
With you guys, too, but I have a question.
You called in last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did, but...
yeah, I hope did anything I tell you help you out?
I don't even remember. What did you tell me last week?
Oh, well, I could. I mean, I read for, like, about six people. It would be hard for me to recall. But I believe I gave you some suggestions. Are you the person that writes music?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. That was the other gentleman that called.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, what's your question tonight?
I really need my own source of transportation. Do you guys see me getting a car in the future?
Okay, getting a vehicle? Okay.
Yes, ma'am, because I really need my own social transportation. And everybody keeps telling me, you know, be creative, catch buses and stuff, but I don't want to spend the rest. I don't want to spend all my time catching buses. I'm
Right. Oh, you're coming. You're cutting in and out, Prince. You know what? What I'm seeing is the angels are asking you at the present time. Like, you really have to be a little bit flexible here, and you know, just you know, the angels are going to help you, and you know, whatever the best outcome for you is what's going to happen. But they're saying, like, in the meantime, just like try to be like a little bit flexible, because I see that you're really anxious, and it's hard to make like really good decisions when you're in that state of mind. So I don't know if, like, that's resonating with you. I feel that you're a little bit confused. I'm seeing some ups. I'm seeing some ups and downs. I see a lot of indecision right now with you, Prince. And this is sort of, like, really draining your energy, and it's creating, like, a paralysis of sorts. And that paralysis is going to keep you stuck, is what I'm hearing. Just, like, let go of the situation and give it to the angels and don't analyze, you know, and get rid of the self-doubt that's keeping you stuck, you know, and just try to go into meditation and meditate on your options and just see where spirit guides you is what I'm hearing. Okay, Eileen?
All right. Well, I was getting that, you know, that some of the things that you're asking for really may be lining up for you. And that you really need to have faith. But in that, you also need to be honest with yourself and what your heart's true desire is, and also being honest with yourself as to what you are doing to work towards this goal, this divine passion that you have. Are you doing what it takes to work towards that goal? Because that's up to you. Everything you have comes down to your choice. Are you making the everyday choices that is creating this abundance that you desire? And that's what Serena and Pele are telling me. So, you know, you have to ask yourself that.
I guess
the other thing is that it says that that you must have courage, that you can make the life changes that will help create the work that you desire, that will help create the things that you desire. That's Archangel Michael tells you to do that. It also talks about that in that desire and working, you know, doing what it takes, having the courage to do everything it takes to create for yourself what it is that you want and that divine life purpose. It also talks about your household situation. I don't know what that is. But it says that there's going to be some healthy changes within the occupants, within your household situation. Your next set of cards actually talks about some new people coming into your life, and that that you need to be open to giving and receiving love from these people or from this situation. And the other one that attaches to that is that you need to take some risks, and you need to put your heart's true desire into action. And so these last set of cards says that you might have, you know, the one before it says you might have a change in a living situation. It talks about, you know, new people coming into your life and accepting the new relationships and being open to giving more in those situations and take that leap of faith. So I hope that reading resonates with you.
And you know what I mean?
As far as the car, those cards tell me that you need to do what you need to do. That you need to quit asking about the car, and you need to actually get out there and do what it takes to create a situation where you can earn that car. And that's what your cards tell me today.
Right.
Okay,
and well, you know, we can only take, like, one question, but I do see that, you know what, the angels have heard about your money struggles, and they're saying, Prince, just be open to all avenues of receiving. You're going to be provided, like, you are going to be provided in every way, and your prayers will be answered, hon. So just please have faith, you know.
Thank you, guys. I want to say I really
I hope
really
that helps.
It.
God bless you.
I, Because all I want is freedom, and I was just asked, I just have a question. Do I have what it takes mentally and physically to achieve that freedom?
Of course you do. Everyone does.
You have to believe in yourself. All you have to do is believe, Prince.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
God bless. Right. You have a great evening.
Good luck.
Good luck, hon. Bye. Good luck to you.
Okay, Eileen, we're going to go to another caller.
Woohoo!
Hello, 570. What do you know? You're on live. This is DC and Eileen. Hello.
Hello. Anybody there?
Hello. 570. Okay. I don't think we have 570. We'll have to put them back on hold there. Let's try another one.
Okay. I just threw all my cards on the floor.
Okay, hold on. 315, you're live with Eileen in D.C. Hello.
Hi, ladies. This is Annette.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Annette. How are you, hon?
Oh, pretty good. I'm sitting on the front porch.
What's going on this evening, hon?
Well, I just wanted to know what you guys would pull up for cards for me today.
I have to tell you, DC, when that last caller did not answer the phone, the cards in my hand blew up and fell all over the floor.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
I think it's funny.
You know what, honey?
The
first thing I'm hearing now, the angels are coming in, and they're saying, Annette, they want you to see somebody like that's an expert. You need more information is what I'm hearing. And I'm just hearing, like, you're basically going into, like, an area where you need to have, like, a professional give you a little bit of assistance, you know?
And which part, my medical or my financial or what?
See, I'm not getting that, but I'm just hearing that, you know what, to attract this person, you know, you have to affirm that they're going to, you know, come in, that this person is going to be knowledgeable and experienced, and it's going to be a person of integrity. And they're going to come in and they're going to assist you whatever, like, the problem is that you're seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that they're going to come in. They are going to come in, and they're going to come in pretty soon. It's not going to be, like, a delay with that.
Okay.
And just know when that person does appear, that, like, that's been divinely guided to you. So when they come and they're in your life, you're going to recognize them. And I'm hearing you, don't hesitate and don't feel guilty. Just ask for help, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay,
and just, like, you know, write down what they're giving you and, you know, give thanks to that, like, to the person and to heaven as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, like, the angels are saying that, please, like, know that, like, it's not a sign of weakness, hon, to ask for help, okay?
Right.
It's not a sign of weakness. And, I mean, that's, like, the first thing that they're showing me. But I'm feeling that, like, you know what, you have some really cool psychic gifts, and I feel like you're starting to awaken. Like, there's, like, a deeper inner knowing, like, coming from within you. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely there. I mean, it's really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, rising right now, you know? And I'm hearing, like, just start paying attention, please, because there's coincidences, there's signs. There's synchronicities, and they're all around you, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you're having, it's almost like a profound, like, growth within you, you know? And I don't know, like I said, the angels are saying it's there. I don't know if you're even aware of, like, what's going on. But I feel like the wisdom within you is, like, really, really ancient wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I am feeling like they're showing me, like, an inner, like, basically, like, an inner porthole is opening. And sacred information is, like, pouring into your consciousness presently.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing just, like, try to be still, and then you're going to be able to access all this information, Annette. And they're saying you're a very wise person, and your wisdom is, like, really supportive, and it's helpful to others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm getting right off the bat, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you, hon.
I've decided, I was told to pull from a different deck. So I pulled from Getting Into the Vortex. And it talks about that your first card is about that success is measured in your alignment. And that you know, you being inside your vortex and becoming one with your true self and your expanded version of you, and that you need to get yourself in a state of alignment, and then good things can come. Every rocket of desire has to be launched just right to fulfill its endeavor, so that true success can be achieved. But that your achievement must be, you know, it must be in alignment with who you must be and who you are to become. Your second card, it talks about that I intend to co-create from my place of positive attraction. And this card tells us that the individual creators are who are coming together in a place of positivity. And that nothing positive can co-create. Nothing that is not positive can co-create. So if you have anything that you feel isn't in alignment with positiveness, and that if there's anything negatively focused or that you are not feeling good, then you can only attract the same, which is negative attraction.
Right.
And so if there's anything that, you know, right now that you're not feeling good about, it talks about, you know, it states that then this is going to be a negative attraction, and that you need to listen to that and attract, you know, that's what's coming in. And that is why that looking at a mate from a place of insecurity or lack of anything can never bring you a mate that you really want, but instead brings one who amplifies your current lack. And I read that straight away from that card. Your next card talks about the opinions that are less important than the personal guidance system, and that you need not intend to use the opinions of others or anyone else to measure what your beliefs, desires, and actions should be. And do not determine your actions from the actions of others. They should be born out, and still remember that long after you're born, that those choices are born out of you, and that those bring you personal knowledge from the source within you, and that your current thought in any moment that would offer you perfect guidance in the form of your emotional guidance system. And so that talks about that you should really, I mean, to me, you know, I'm actually, this deck is fairly new to me, and so that's why I'm a little not clear with it, you know, with what it's giving us. But it does talk about that perfect guidance system, and that you need to use your emotional guidance system to really guide you. You need to trust upon it, because it's actually more true.
Eileen?
Sure.
I hate to interrupt. We have like 60 seconds left, and that we're going to have to say goodbye for this evening, hon.
All right.
Thank you, lady.
Good luck. I hope that answered some questions. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to say thank you to Linda Irwin and Jan Drake Bakke. They're in the chat room. Thank you, ladies. You guys
are
such a blessing. And thank you for everyone that's listening in. And, you know, call back again. And thank you to my wonderful co-host, Eileen, as always. I love you, Eileen.
Cece, I love you. You are a phenomenal human being, and you are a fantastic, you are the best angel communicator that I personally know. I love you.
Oh,
I'm
just like everybody else, but you know, we want to give a big shout out, of course, Eileen, to our, you know, the man that made it possible.
Woohoo
to Jethro, right?
Woohoo, Jethro!
Good night, everybody.
Yes,
we love you.
Thank you. Love
Bye.
You. Psychics go wild. Go find us. Bye-bye.